Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Monday, September 11th. Mixed markets today after news events from the weekend were downgraded or did not occur at all. So we had Hurricane Irma, although doing some severe damage down in southern Florida. Estimates of that damage have been reduced by about 75% from in the neighborhood of $200 billion down to about $50 billion. This combined with estimates that the storm being downgraded to a Cat 1, that there will be less effects as the storm moves into the agriculture areas of Georgia, possibly the Carolinas, Alabama, Mississippi, and those areas. And so the market seems to have discounted any risks from that. Also, the North Koreans did not launch a missile over the weekend. There was some anxiety about that. This has the dollar stronger on the day, up 59 points at 91.92. That weighing a little bit on the markets as well. So let's take a look at the corn. We've got December up 0.75 cents at 357.5. Crop progress this afternoon leaves the good to excellent rating unchanged at 61%. Exports this morning were below expectations, 662,000 versus estimates of between 700 and 900,000 metric tons. And funds still remain short, about 110,000 contracts of corn. So if we do get a bullish surprise on tomorrow morning's USDA report, that could add a little fire to any sort of rally if those funds are forced to cover that position. Taking a look at wheat, we've got December down 3 cents at 434.75 in Chicago. Kansas City D's down 6.75 at 434.75 as well. And Minneapolis down 4.5 at 642.25. Again, wheat pressured by the stronger dollar. Also, there is a harvest in the hard red spring out of Canada showing better yields than expected. Exports this morning in the middle of the range, 447,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 300 and 500,000. You've got the funds still short, about 86,000 contracts in Chicago as of last Tuesday, and long about 15,000 contracts in Kansas City. The hard red spring harvest is about 95% complete. That's versus 89% last week and about 87% last year. Taking a look at beans, we've got November finishing down 2 cents at 960. Funds still short, about 12,000 contracts in the beans. Not a very significant position there. Crop progress has the beans rated down 1 point from 61% good to excellent last week down to 60%. Supporting the beans early, a good export sale announced by the USDA, 352,000 tons to unknown. And also the weekly exports came in well above expectations, 1.106 million metric tons versus estimates of between 450 and 650,000. On the weather front, in addition to the downgraded situation with Hurricane Irma, there's also no signs of frost over the next couple of weeks, so that also taking a bit of risk premium out of the market. As far as the USDA crop report tomorrow, the expected average guess for corn, 167.8 bushels per acre. That's down from the previous USDA number at 169.5 and lower than last year's 174.6 by about 6.9 bushels per acre. In the soybeans, we've got an average guess of 48.8 bushels per acre. That's down about 0.6 bushels per acre from last month's 49.4 and down about 3.3 bushels per acre from last year's 52.1. This puts the production in the corn at 13.992 billion bushels versus 14.153 last month, and in the beans, 4.323 billion versus 4.381 last month. As far as ending stocks, in the U.S., they're looking at 2.145 billion bushels, down from 2.273, 438 million bushels in the beans, down from 475 last month, and in the wheat, they're looking at a drop to 919 million bushels from 933 in the August report. As far as world-ending stocks, not much change there. Corn 199.5 versus 200.9. Soybeans 97.5 million metric tons versus 97.8. And in the wheat 264.6 million metric tons versus 264.7. But up about 8 million metric tons from last year's 258.6. So all eyes will be on the markets there awaiting those numbers at 11 a.m. Central Time. So that's about all I have for today. I'll let you remember this is the 16th anniversary of September 11th. Take a pause and remember the first responders and all the people who lost their lives there and the families that have been without their loved ones for this past 16 years. It does seem to fade into memory at some times, but there are still people living with those consequences every day. And also be thankful that the damage from this hurricane was not as bad as it could have been. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.